Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from the book of Psalms, the 73rd Psalm, written by Asaph, and we read today select verses. Truly God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence, for all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their end. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Why is it that the Kardashian girls are so successful, and at the same time, a humble Christian woman who's abused by her husband and abandoned by him, and now a single mother, has to struggle in poverty? Just doesn't seem to make sense. Why is it that the drug lords of South America get to live high on the hog based on all of the money that they make from illegal activity and all of the killing that they do? And yet the very people that try to stand up in law enforcement down there, whether it's judges or police officers, that try to stand up for what is right and really uphold what are the good values of the community, they're getting gunned down in the streets and their families being taken advantage of. Sometimes we just say, man, there really is no justice in this world. And it's not just when we look at how things go out there in society or in our culture, but sometimes it can get pretty personal. When we see people around us that we know who could care less about God and their lives go pretty well, and then here we are trying to be faithful and ours don't, there really is no justice in the world. We see this expressed frequently throughout the scriptures. In the book of the prophet Malachi, Malachi writes, "The proud are raised up, those who tempt God go free." Evil people in this world so often seem successful. Their lives seem to go so smoothly. They cruise along without any problems, so carefree in this world, even though they could care less about God and His will. And they go about their evil activities and they benefit from them. And yet the believer is always toiling away because of his faith in Christ and her faith in Christ, striving to do what God wants and trying to follow God's will, caring about God and caring about spiritual matters, diligently processing every little situation that comes up from the light of God's word. What would God want me to do in this situation? Living a life of repentance, reflecting on our own sins and realizing our guilt before God and why we need to come before Him and before the cross of our Savior for His grace and forgiveness. And we're striving with all of this and trying to keep this all in its proper order. And then we just see how evil just takes off and is so successful in this world. And we look at ourselves and we say, you know, trying to live a godly life and trying to follow Christ and trying to love Him and thinking about heaven above everything else, it just doesn't seem to matter. It doesn't seem to help me at all. Listen to what Asaph writes again. Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. For all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. All of this attention and focus in our life of loving our Savior and wanting to follow what He says and striving to do His will, going through the process of dealing with my sinful flesh every day and struggling with that and having my conscience bother me and going to seek God's grace and His forgiveness, making sure I take my Lord's Supper, hearing God's word, all of that, it just doesn't seem to get me anywhere. It seems pointless. In fact, there are times when it actually seems to work against us. It actually seems to make life more difficult When we look at people who don't think that way and have a completely different perspective on life. And sometimes it seems that the way the world looks at Christianity and our devotion to it, that they're right. That they seem right sometimes. And our minds can be tempted to start to agree with that. When we try to process all of this and the problem of evil in the world according to reason and according to our experience and according to the things that we go through, we often can come up with three general conclusions. First of all, there must not be a God. Or secondly, if there is a God who exists, he must not be very powerful. He must not be able to control evil. Evil must be stronger than he is because it sure seems to have its day. Or God himself has a tendency toward evil. And he enjoys watching even those who are faithful to him wrestle with it and squirm and suffer with it. Now that's the way our logic and our reason processing this might come to those conclusions very easily. Asaph gets to the point in the psalm where he says, I know I shouldn't talk like this. I shouldn't even say this because it might offend believers, but this is how I think sometimes. This is what it seems it's like sometimes in this world. But then all of a sudden in our text, we have this little turn that is so crucial and so important. Listen to what he says again. When I thought about how to understand this, it was too painful for me until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their end. Coming in contact with the Word of God, where the true faith of heaven is preached and taught to us in God's sanctuary, God's Word then puts everything in its proper order and place. And through faith, we are able to see and to understand to some degree the way God operates with all of this. When Asaph finally goes into the temple of the Lord, into the sanctuary, and is in the presence of the Word of God and hears the instruction from that Word, now everything gets put into its proper order. There's partial resolution for the believer in this life when it comes to the problem of evil. And there in the Word of God and in His sanctuary, the mysteries of God are revealed to us, partly disclosed. Luther says this, all of this confusion is cleared up by the light of the gospel and the knowledge of grace, which teaches us that though the wicked flourish in their bodies, yet they perish in their souls. In this week in the church year, the church chose centuries ago to focus on the blessings of worship. This is the great blessing of gathering together to worship God and to hear His Word, to be in His sanctuary. Because in worship, the believer can say, hearing what God tells us, God is still in control. And He will ultimately bring justice to all of the evil in this world. And I need to be concerned primarily about the evil in my own heart and in my own life and bring that before the cross of Christ, where all of my sins have been atoned for. And there alone do I have the hope of going to heaven. And in the light of that word in our worship, in the sanctuary of God, everything is put in its proper order. Years ago, I went to visit a delinquent member of a church I was serving, and her husband happened to sit in on the discussion. He was not a member. And after I continually had gently tried to talk to her about coming back to Word and Sacrament, he finally kind of stuck his nose in. He was out in another room, and he yelled out, you know, the problem is the church is so out of touch with reality. That's the problem for the church. In some ways, from this world's perspective, he was right on. But ironically, the church and being in the sanctuary of God and hearing the Word of God, that's the only place you actually hear reality. That's where sin and death are dealt with realistically from heaven's perspective. This summer, the devil, the world, and your flesh are going to try to do anything they can to keep you out of the sanctuary of God. Because they don't want you to deal in reality. Your Lord calls upon you to come into his sanctuary. He says, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day, judgment day, approaching. Someday in glory, through faith in Christ, when we arrive in heaven, we will then completely, fully see and understand how all of this made sense in God's divine plan. But for right now, the just shall live by faith. Amen.